Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today, as this is a Monday podcast episode where we focus on a particular astrological topic or theme. And today we're going to discuss the energies of transiting Neptune in Pisces at 27 degrees, squaring the galactic center at 27 degrees of Sagittarius. Now, this has been an ongoing transiting energy that started back in May 2023 and will culminate in early February 2025. As with all Neptune transits, it lasts for about 18 months to 2 years because of the retrogrades, but it's also hard to see the changes or to get a grasp on exactly what's happening during the Neptune transit. And that's because the energy of Neptune is about dissolving, releasing our grasp. This is the energy of transcending, detaching, surrendering, especially from anything physical or tangible, anything about the 3D world of structures, form, limitations, and boundaries. Neptune comes through and it's similar to like a hair detangling spray. And it just asks us to loosen up, detach, work out those knots and tangles and anything that's been too tight or obstructed. So when this transiting Neptune in Pisces squares the galactic center at 27 degrees of Sagittarius, now this is interesting because the galactic center is outside of our solar system, which Neptune is in, and the galactic center is this powerful energy coming into our solar system at 27 degrees of Sagittarius, highlighting Sagittarian expressions, themes, and ideals. Sagittarius is about what we believe, what we learn, what we come to understand. Sagittarius has experiences that form our wisdom and our perspective on the world. Sagittarius relates to the bigger picture umbrella terms such as worldviews, ideologies, philosophy, higher education, long distance travel. It's a giant library of information that's been obtained and learned. And the Sagittarius energy is meant to expand us, to move us forward so that we're growing and we're seeing even more that we didn't know or we didn't understand. And so the Sagittarius energy is meant to take us further and higher, yet it can challenge some of the lower Sagittarius themes, such as dogma, righteousness, extreme opinions, judgment, rigid understandings of how people should behave or should act. The lower Sagittarius energies can come across as doctrines and moral codes. There can be ethical issues with Sagittarius, and Sagittarius then will apply some form of ruling or justice to determine what is right and wrong, good or bad. Now, obviously, these are energies that serve a purpose in our world, and they show up in various forms through different countries and cultures, through different ideologies and belief systems. Sagittarius is mutable fire that wants to move, evolve, and do more, which will test the limits and test the boundaries. So Sagittarius will bring up new understandings of what is right and what is wrong. What are ethical issues that are important to discuss, to see it from all angles, or to have a more multifaceted approach that perhaps we wouldn't really get to if we immediately judge something as bad or wrong. So the Sagittarius energy is designed to stretch us. And with the galactic center at 27 degrees of Sagittarius, it's a reminder of opening up to higher levels of understanding, to stay open to what we don't know, and allow ourselves to receive new levels of consciousness even if it is quite bewildering or not even understandable at first. The galactic center connects us to our multidimensionality, opens us up to more of what we can be as energetic beings, takes us outside of the 3D matrix, outside of the physical world, and asks us to step into a bigger energetic experience of ourselves. Now, the galactic center comes through in modern culture through various films, topics, and areas of interest that are off-planet and otherworldly. The most popular way that we can understand the galactic center would be our connection to the movie Star Wars. I was about to call it a trilogy, but there are more movies out now than just the original three. But Star Wars is a beautiful example of galactic center energies that take us off planet to understand a bigger experience that is unfolding above our heads and introduces us to more beings, more timelines, more technologies, more advanced technologies, and so on. Star Trek is another example of galactic center energies. And now that we have fully moved into this genre, you can now look for galactic center energies and anything that we would call sci-fi, science fiction, which may very well be science nonfiction in terms of where humanity is going. So the galactic center reminds us that we are one planet in the solar system, one planet in the galaxy, and that we are interacting with multiple levels of energy and consciousness all the time, but we're usually so focused and so ingrained in the human experience that we're not always aware of that. And it's too easy to call it weird, bizarre, science fiction, silly alien stuff, whatever it might be. But with this particular transiting energy of Neptune in Pisces squaring the galactic center in Sagittarius, we're actually being guided to release our previous notions, our previous belief systems around what truly exists in the solar system, in the galaxy that we didn't know. There's a challenge to our knowingness. And that Neptune square brings in more questions, more curiosity, and a sense of, I didn't fully see it from this vantage point. I didn't understand it in this way. I didn't have that perspective. And so the square opens up a bigger story, a bigger understanding of what is possible, what has been happening in our solar system. And as I say this, I'm reminded of how we have a very specific timeline here on Earth. We have a specific timeline of how long our days last, how long our years last. Other planets and other locations in the galaxy have different timelines, have different experiences of how long an Earth day would last. And it could be helpful to compare these timelines because a year for us might just be an hour for other beings or other planetary experiences. That's how big we're talking about here. That's the energetic, the expansive energetic perspective that we're in when this Neptune is interacting with the galactic center. And remember, this started in 2023. That's also why we've been feeling all of these deep frequency shifts and timeline changes. I feel like every other day someone's declaring, we've had a timeline change. And you know, you have to remember that a timeline shift is very personal to each soul, to each being. It's based on your personal energetic frequency. And it's similar to basically having your own algorithm with the universe. You have a particular dialogue that you are in with the universe, and that is your own journey. And that's also how you're feeling the energy shifts. And so, yes, we could have a big burst of energy that comes through and is documented through the Schumann resonance. We could have these big X flares coming off of the sun. We, of course, have a lot going on in the astrology around different planetary shifts, full moons, new moons, retrogrades, all of it. But for you, you will know if you've had your own timeline shift based on your algorithm with the universe. And yet we've been in this energy where it has been strongly activated and is confusing. That's part of a Neptune square. Neptune squaring the galactic center, again at 27 degrees, is bringing up bigger questions. What is real? What is true? What really resonates with me now? And maybe you don't know fully because you're in this energetic expansion journey. Now, both Neptune in Pisces and the galactic center in Sagittarius actually share some common energy threads. Both are about off planet experiences, moving us out of the everyday mundane, taking our consciousness into higher realms, asking us to think way beyond just the earthly world and to think about what we can create through the world of energetics and with ownership of our multidimensionality, taking us out of the 3D time-space continuum and asking us to open up to how we are expanding in this lifetime in a way that, yes, it's confusing, it's exhausting and overwhelming. These are overwhelming energies here. They override the human system and the human mind. It can feel like all of a sudden you're just exhausted and wiped out and there's no clear understanding of it. You know, at 9:30 a.m., you're good to go. The day is moving along. You're getting things done. And then by 11 a.m., you're so tired and depleted that you can't do one more thing except take a nap and get some downtime. And of course, it's the middle of the day, and you could have guilt around that or wonder if something's wrong with you. Am I getting sick? Is something going on with my thyroid? You know, we start to ask all these questions about our health. But this energy is overworking our everyday systems, and we're feeling it without understanding why. And what is going on is that we're meant to take time away from the everyday, the 3D. We're meant to have more space and time to detach and basically zoom out and see a bigger picture of yourself, to connect with more of all of your energy than you ever have, and to understand more of your soul's journey and potential soul themes in this lifetime. So this is very spiritual energy. Pisces and Sagittarius have that in common. It's the seeker, the searcher, looking for understanding, wisdom, wanting to connect with a fulfilling knowledge base that resonates with your energy now. And so the square is asking us to detach from anything that has limited us, that has limited your belief systems, that has created false understandings, or rather temporary, let's call them temporary understandings of what to believe. And of course, that's a big topic. That could be any area of your life. So this is also why we have the rise in fabricated stories, propaganda, wild versions of things going on. What's real? What's not? What's true? What's true when it all seems ridiculous? The whole conspiracy theory term is overplayed at this point. It's used too freely and too often to the point where it just creates a rolling of the eyes. But if you look at what has been proven through most of these quote unquote conspiracy theories, you'll see that many of them have proven to be true. Conspiracy theories can be connected to another timeline of knowledge, meaning there's a different path that's taken. It's a faster path, and then it takes time for the data and the facts to catch up and demonstrate whatever that theory might be. And of course, we live in a world of theories. and theories are useful for us in understanding what is possible, what is true. You could go back and look at Einstein's theories, the theory of relativity. We can go back further and look at other theories, such as Copernicus's theory and Galileo's theory that the Earth revolves around the Sun. This is now what we call the heliocentric model, but originally it was just a theory. It was just a theory that the Sun was the center of the solar system. So we're living in a time of deep questioning of what we've been taught and told, questioning of previous knowledge bases and models of teachings, questioning religious stories, what's really true and what's been covered up. We're going to have more revelations coming forward around the history of Earth, the other beings who have been on the planet, the other cultures that have existed here, more about the multidimensional visitors that the Earth has had, including numerous time travelers and other planetary beings that have been here and have just left few pieces of evidence behind. We're going to be opening up to a bigger story around Earth's history in the cosmos, and we're going to be connecting with more ancient knowledge. And basically, ancient knowledge is galactic knowledge. And we're going to start putting together more of these pieces around what Earth has been used for, how Earth has been an abundant, resourceful destination for other beings, how Earth is a multi-layered planet with many tunnels and underground cities, with more going into the heart and core of the planet. There have been discoveries around an ocean within Earth, as well as these beautiful crystals in the heart of the planet. And of course, when you say all this stuff, people think it's not true. Well, just like with any theory, the evidence, the data, and the proof will show up over time. It takes time to collect that evidence and that proof. But we're in a phase of transcending above and beyond what we have been told. And a lot of this goes into the lower expressions of Sagittarius, which is based on religion and how religion has been so influential and paramount on our planet. The various teachings from Abrahamic and monotheism, or the opposite of polytheism, which is the belief in multiple gods, or Buddhism, which does not include the belief in one creator deity, and then the wide practice of non-Abrahamic religions, which is also diverse. The bigger energy on the planet is asking us to be aware of what we believe, what we are invested in, what our concepts are that guide us in our life, our traditions, our practices, to be aware of how everything is meant to change and evolve, and we could be noticing that in these areas of our lives. In fact, in the past decade or so, there has been a widespread trend of people leaving organized religion in order to practice spirituality or something that they personally resonate with that may not be traditional or organized in the same way as these other religions. So that's part of where this energy is coming forward. It's asking you to really look at what you believe in and determine if it connects you to your soul, your essence, energy that is loving, kind, peaceful, compassionate, and then to leave behind the rest. And a Neptune square removes. It takes away. It takes away what you thought perhaps was an absolute. It takes away what you thought was the only way to be or the only way to live. There's a lessening of something that was heavily invested in or that you maybe over-identified with. Neptune squaring a point such as this galactic center is asking us to step back from a perspective or viewpoint and to become more heart-centered. This is also the energy too of unity consciousness, removing boundaries, borders, limitations, removing what divides or separates us, and reminding us of the huge connective field of unity consciousness and trust the unraveling that Neptune in Pisces requires. Now, this particular energy would be strongest for you if you have planets or points around 26, 27, or 28 degrees of the mutable sign. So 26, 27, or 28 degrees of Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, or Pisces. This Neptune energy would be influencing you, requiring stepping away, removal, unraveling, and open you up to more searching. Searching for another understanding, another philosophy, expanding your belief systems, challenging you in a sense to look at what you thought was real and true and to see it in a new light. So this transit would be personal for you, again, if you have planets or points around these degrees of the mutable signs. But the energy is working with the collective. It's working with all of us and shifting the belief systems on the planet, evolving our consciousness in a way that we're not going to fully see it until after the transit has passed. And part of what Neptune in Pisces will do is bring up ways for us to trust our intuition, to trust where the energy is the strongest. And it's interesting because this can challenge your mind, logic, rationale. This will challenge what you're seeing. And so you take that and apply it to what is unfolding at the world at large, to what is showing up, how certain individuals are perhaps presenting themselves or being seen, but you feel something's off. You feel it. You're like, that doesn't look like that person. Something is different. Something small is different. Their energy is not the same. It's not the same person. So this is a classic Neptune in Pisces experience where you know the energy has shifted, even if you can't articulate exactly what's different, but you know it. You feel it. In fact, at a personal level, I'm seeing it so much these days where certain people are showing up on red carpets or on TV or something. I'm like, that's not that person. That's not who they really are. You can tell. You can tell by looking at them. So we have a lot of questions. We have a lot of things that can be messing with us and feeling like it's challenging what you knew or what you thought was accurate. This energy stirs up the confusion and can create a sense of mass confusion, mass misunderstandings. And it can be wildly exciting because it means we're growing. We're growing above and beyond what we have relied on or trusted, especially with our five senses. This is how we're moving more fully into our multidimensional selves, where we're understanding that the energy is speaking to us. Things are off. I don't know why, but I'm going to trust it. I'm going to trust it for now and just see what happens or see what unfolds. I'm going to trust myself. I'm going to trust when something isn't adding up or something just seems like a lie or a blatant misdirect. See, this is part of how we also stay in our power, is that you're not going to allow yourself to be duped. You can say, this feels off. I don't know why yet, but I'm going to trust myself. And when more and more people move into that energy of trusting their intuition, trusting the vibes, knowing that it doesn't have to logically line up to be true, that's how we move into more of our spiritual gifts, our intuitive abilities, and we are truly reading the energy. So this could be a game you play with yourself at times where when you're looking at something visually and you're seeing what's right in front of you, but the energy is off, something seems wrong and you don't know why, you're questioning it, but you're also trusting what you feel. If you allow yourself to trust what you feel instead of ignoring it or pushing it away, That's a brilliant win for your spiritual growth and your intuitive sense. And it absolutely challenges your eyeballs and your logic and the other questions that can come up. But it's important to trust the energy you're feeling and to know that it's speaking to you in a certain way for a reason. Because there are too many things happening on the planet that want you to buy in and believe it because it's what you see. And that has been a game of manipulation for decades. But we're waking up to it. We see it. We understand it, even if we don't know all the components of it. This is where we're trusting this is wrong. This is off. That is not that person. And I don't know why, but I feel it. And I'm going to trust what I'm feeling, even when I can't explain it. And of course, keep in mind that we are living in a time of advanced technologies coexisting all around us. We've got the cloning, the digital twins, the nanotechnologies, the deep fakes, holograms, virtual reality, microbots, and so much more that is being experimented with. That your intuition and the energy is speaking to you for a reason. And this is not only how we stay in our power, but it's how we embrace our own growth, how we are growing with the universe, the multiverse, with all forms of energy. And we're no longer needing to be heavily fixated on any perspectives that limit our own capabilities. So you're choosing to step into whatever might seem weird and different, and I don't know if this is real, but that could be a breakthrough that you're ready for in this lifetime. And the energies, again, have been strong since the middle of 2023. We are meant to be surrendering up the old ways of being, the old ways of knowing ourselves, to have more space and more room for new answers to come in and flow through, for more information to arrive. But we can't do that if we are rigid, strict, or too stuck in a particular version of reality. This transiting aspect is evolving us. It is very spiritual at its core. Because again, that is what both the Pisces and the Sagittarius energy share. They are about change, evolution, what we're understanding next, and what we're integrating, how we're allowing more of our intuition to guide us forward, and how we're embracing it in a world that might not want us to be in our spiritual power all the time. So owning your multidimensionality could be viewed as an act of rebellion, but it's also part of your energetic birthright that you have access to more capabilities, more gifts, and more ways of understanding energy than ever before. This transiting aspect will unfold into early February 2025. Then Neptune will move on to 28 and then 29 degrees of Pisces. But even so, when Neptune is at 29 degrees of Pisces, it's still squaring the galactic center at 27 degrees of Sagittarius by only 2 degrees. So it's still in the neighborhood there. It's still working with the unraveling and surrendering of what we've known. So this energy will continue into 2026, and that's where people are going to be searching for more understanding, opening up to more teachings, more knowledge, you know, Googling terms that they've never heard of before, but they are curious about. And all of this is part of the ongoing Great Awakening of humanity. The Great Awakening is not one event. It's not one thing. It's an ongoing experience of energies. And we have been in those big energies for a while now. I would actually say that we've had many phases of awakening that have been pivotal for humanity. Astrologically, when we look back at 2012 to 2015, we had Uranus in Aries squaring Pluto in Capricorn 7 times. And that would have been a time of great awakening on the planet. And then there are other transiting aspects that also act as a catalyst for deep change and deep growth. And so this is part of the spiritual awakening, that you are more than what you've been taught or told, and that in fact, you are God in human form, that what we've called junk DNA is related to a deeper consciousness, your God code, your soul's wisdom and data bank, and that we have within us a lot of powerful consciousness that we are learning to trust, to work with, and to integrate. So at a daily level, if you feel worn out, overwhelmed, or tired at times, then that is where you could be picking up some of these bigger frequencies and downloads. Trust what is best for you. Tend to your self-care. Take care of your body, of course, through all the typical means of exercise, sleep, water, healthy food, quieting the mind, relaxing the nervous system, allowing yourself to settle and relax as needed, and know that this is simply part of the energetic experience on this planet at this time. So I hope this validates you and anything you've been going through or experiencing. I hope it also allows you to depersonalize and know that it's simply in the energetic field and in the collective forecast at this time, as part of our ongoing ascension journey. Oh, and if I can help you with any of this, I do have my Aquarian Diamond Light Code meditation that many people have used to help them connect with these higher frequencies in a beneficial way, as well as to clear out anything that they no longer need. So check out that download. I'll put the link below the podcast, but you can find it on my website as well. And I hope that is a way for you to work with this strong incoming flow of energy that just seems to be constant, right? Yeah, we are learning. We are definitely learning how to be more in our energetic power than ever before. As always, thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday for a new podcast episode, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Have a beautiful day ahead, and be sure to check out MollyMcCord.online for all of my courses, programs, and guided meditations. Take good care, and I'll see you back here soon.